I wonder if any of you have ever seen some of those tricky pictures that when you look at it first, it looks like one thing, but if you look at it for a bit longer, it looks like something else. Have you ever seen one of those? Yeah? Have you all seen one of those? Yeah. And it reminds us that things aren't always what they think they are on first glance. Mary Magdalene had an experience like that first Easter morning, but about something much more important than just a picture. When she came to the empty tomb, she thought somebody had stolen Jesus' body and hidden it away. That would be both sad and frightening, don't you think? You thought somebody had taken away the body of somebody you loved? Yeah, that would be pretty awful. And so Mary Magdalene was very upset. And she went and told her friends so that they could come and help. But then something extraordinary happened. It wasn't what she thought at all. The tomb wasn't empty because somebody had stolen Jesus' body. Do we know why the tomb was empty? Anybody? Anybody? Hannah, why was the tomb empty? Why wasn't Jesus' body there? Do you remember?
Because it was gone.
It was gone because... Yeah.
Because the angels took his body.
Well, the angels were there to tell Mary about it, but that's not quite why. Because if I say... Oh, yeah. Because he had risen again, which is why we say, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is
risen indeed.
Alleluia. But it took Mary a while to figure that out, didn't it? Because she saw Jesus, and the gospel tells us she didn't recognize him. She'd been one of his best friends for like 3 years. How could she not can you imagine that, seeing one of your best friends and not recognizing them at all? But then, if you saw that, anybody know what that is? Me. Caterpillar, yep. So if you see that, and then one day you see
that's a butterfly.
It is a butterfly. And if you didn't know that caterpillars turn into butterflies, would you recognize that as being that? No. And that's kind of what happened to Jesus. And in fact, we use the butterfly as a symbol of Jesus' resurrection. So you see butterflies at Easter time a lot, because Jesus was totally transformed when he was resurrected. Because in the resurrection, God started making all things new, starting with Jesus, and he was completely changed. And because as Christians, we're part of Jesus' life, God is changing us all the time too. And in fact, he's changing the whole world. And everything is becoming new. And sometimes it doesn't feel like that because there are still sad things and bad things happening in the world. But we hang on to hope because we know that to change the whole universe from something like this into something like this takes a bit of time. And God has never stopped working on it. So we celebrate today because Jesus is risen from the dead, and that has changed everything for Jesus, for Mary Magdalene and Peter and the other disciples, and for you and for me and for the whole world. And that's something worth celebrating. Alleluia. Thank you all very much.